African American farmers are in Washington, D.C. today, calling on the government to pay up. More than 10 years ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture promised to compensate black farmers for past discrimination. Some 70,000 farmers have yet to see a penny. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Julie Rose has their story.
Vern Schweitzer is 63 years old, but he still single-handedly farms 19 acres along a busy country road just outside Winston-Salem.
And I got strawberries here. They don't look that great right now, but I say in another 30 days, you wouldn't believe how they would be looking.
Those sell good at the farmer's market?
Lord, yeah.
Schweitzer leans into the wind and crunches over the frozen ground. Collard greens and onions are peeking up through the snow.
We'll take a shortcut.
Schweitzer's one of only about 30,000 black farmers in America today. They're mostly in the South and represent just 1.5% of total farm operators in America, compared to 14% back in 1920.
You're kind of a dying breed, aren't you?
Definitely. And this is why you cannot get any more young black farmers in it, because they see the struggle that older black farmers got, being discriminated and mistreated. Why would you want to get into something like that?
After 30 years of farming, Schweitzer hoped he'd own 100 acres and spend most of his time teaching kids to farm. Instead, he owns just a fraction of that, and he blames the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Time and again, Schweitzer says USDA officials gave him the runaround, delaying and denying his loan requests. They said he didn't meet the standard for a government loan.
And it's the same standard for everybody, they say. But that's a lie, too. I know farmers, white farmers, that can get a loan quick, fast, and in a hurry.
In 1999, the USDA settled a class action lawsuit admitting to decades of discrimination against black farmers. Some 15,000 of those farmers managed to navigate the legal paperwork for an average settlement of $50,000. Many, like Vern Schweitzer, were rejected because they didn't have the right documentation or didn't hear about the settlement and applied late. They're still waiting to be paid.
There was a real wrong that was done here by the government.
John Boyd founded the National Black Farmers Association to fight for that money.
There's been a mission of guilt. There's been study after study. Secretary after secretary has come and gone. And the black farmers still ain't got their money.
In 2008, Boyd helped convince Congress to give those 70,000 late-filing farmers a chance at the settlement. President Obama put more than $1 billion in his budget last year to help pay them. Congress cut it. This year, he's included it again, and White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said,
ensuring that justice is done is important in this situation.
The primary issue now, I think, is just that there's not money appropriated to pay the successful claimant.
That's North Carolina Democrat Mel Watt, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, also lobbying for the settlement funding. But there's talk of a spending freeze, and the farmers may have to wait for the economy to improve to get their money. John Boyd says they don't have time.
The average age of a black farmer is 60, and many have died, you know, waiting and thought that they would get justice from the government and all of the promises that were made for decades.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has said it's finally time to close this unfortunate chapter. The black farmers who rally in Washington today are taking him at his word. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.